Welcome to Geek Girl Soup. I'm Susan.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Court.
Welcome, everybody, to May of Thrones. We made it. Yay. It's that time of year that we're celebrating Game of Thrones and all things Game of Thrones related.
Song, we don't do this every related. Year. Yeah. Yes. We don't do this every year, though. And it's also celebrating the 5th anniversary of the show being done. Mm-hmm. Not that we're celebrating it being done, but everything has to end. I don't want anything to go on like forever.
But what is dead may never die.
True. And we do have House of the Dragon, and that comes back June, 16th or something?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And we have another Lannister-related show that's coming. The Jon Snow one is not. They don't have a story to tell, so they're not going to put anything out there, which I understand.
They're not going to be like The Walking Dead and milk it for all it's worth.
They could have made a story. I understand. We don't need it. They could have made a better story with Arya, but I'm fine not doing that.
It could take a few tries, and you get the one who's lives. That's it.
Okay. I definitely don't need one about Bran.
God. Well, no.
We already got a glimpse of that.
I'm trying to be nicer about Bran this time around.
No, he's great. We're jumping way ahead. He just doesn't have the most interesting story.
Right. Yes.
That'll come in a few weeks.
Yes.
Hey, real quick, Court. So we both saw Alien.
We did.
45th anniversary. Mm-hmm. What'd you think?
It was wonderful to see that in the movie theater. As always, I felt like there were things that happened that I never, I didn't get the full, I didn't get the full impact watching it on my large TV screen at home. I still didn't get the full impact. Like, there's a moment in Alien where I fully jumped. I knew what was coming, but I still jumped.
Yeah.
I did want to talk to y'all about these teeny tiny underwears they had. Sigourney,
I know.
Were
my
they
God.
For real? Is that really something that people wore way back then? It looked like they put her in children's underwear.
I know. It was bizarre.
Okay. Yeah.
And then, of course, they had the camera at one point focused right on her crotch.
Yeah.
Like, seriously?
Yeah.
And do you really think that the women astronauts are going to be shaving their bush in space?
Not at all.
I mean, maybe, but I don't think so.
Yeah. Like, they didn't fit at all. Ass crack and all. But but it was, this was amazing. I took my niece. She had a half day. So I ended up taking her, and she enjoyed it. She says she never wants to see it again because she got upset. She got upset. That Tom Skerritt died. She's like, he was a cute one. I was like, okay, you're right. He was fine.
Cute.
Dallas was fine.
Yeah.
And she also got upset when the girl would not move. When Parker's telling, I can't remember her name, Lawrence to move.
Lambert
to move. And she was like, y'all can't have him to move. She's like, why did he have to die? Why did the black man have to die for her? Why?
Right.
Why? She was so upset. And I said, Riley, with all these movies we're going to watch from the 80s, you got to know, black guy's probably going to die first. She's like, I know.
Yeah. Lambert was a Becky.
She was a Becky. she could have made it. And he could have made it. But it was pretty epic. I'm glad I got to experience that. I can't wait for Aliens to come out. That's what I want to see in the movie theater.
Oh yeah,
mm-hmm.
I did see that. I did see Aliens.
Did?
All the other well, not all of them. And now, so I saw Aliens, Alien 3, Alien Resurrection, Prometheus in the theater.
Yeah.
So I guess that's best. Yeah. So this was the first time that I'd seen Alien.
Mm-hmm.
All in the cinema, and just so many more details.
Yeah,
that because it, you know, it's just so big, and the sound was amazing. Mm-hmm. And the dude who scanned our tickets when we got there was telling us how amazing it was going to be. He said it was all remastered. The sound was remastered.
God.
So yeah, it just looked so fresh.
Did you see the interview with Fede Alvarez? Okay. I want it to come out right before we do our Aliens thing, just so I can watch that interview again and we can talk about it, because that was awesome.
It was, yeah, hearing about how they did the effects and how the miniatures didn't look right. And so mm-hmm. it's like, well, let's shoot yeah. it through a TV screen.
Yeah.
Is that awesome. Something that they played in the theater?
Yes. Or...
Yeah, okay. It was right yeah. before.
Okay.
And I got excited because I'm sorry I cut you off, Kelly, but I got excited because the previews ended really early. I was like, the previews are over in 12 minutes? What?
Oh, you're lucky.
You got long previews?
32 minutes from what? Showtime to actually the show starting. 32 minutes.
The interview, how long was it?
The interview wasn't that long, but they included, yeah. no, same number of ads, same number of previews, and it was just so boring. The previews just kept going and going, and I've seen most of those previews already.
Yeah.
And so then it's like, okay, finally. But then they played the interview.
Yeah.
And I was interested. My mom was pissed about it because she's like, when is the movie going to start?
Mm-hmm. That was my niece. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So how was that experience seeing it with your mom?
Oh, it was fun. Yeah. Yeah. I was still picking on her for gently ribbing for not taking me to see it in the theater originally. I was 9 or 10, you know, and she and my dad had taken me to see Jaws and Marathon Man and some other disturbing movies, and they didn't take me to Alien.
Yeah.
So I watched it for the first time on my dad's VHS tape.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But so this was awesome. Just noticing those details and getting the sound and everything. It was great.
Yeah. And Kelly, that moment on the ship when the alien, we're talking about it, when the alien is like hiding, like after she's blown up the other bigger ship and the alien is hiding, like you can kind of see the head before even peeks out, but like you're not paying attention to it until it's just like there. But like, again, it's just huge on the silver screen. God, they need to keep doing these. They really do.
Yeah, because the alien always looked a little bit mechanical. Just with the coloring and shading and everything.
Yeah.
And then which subsequent Alien movie was it where we see, and the character we're following sees a like curved, rounded shape bulge. And so bangs it like or stabs it thinking it was Alien, just like if that character had seen it in Ripley's shuttle. Mm-hmm. So we didn't notice it then because we're like, you know what? And we thought it was dead. But then later we see it, we're like, oh, that's the alien I remember from the first movie. Yeah. They stab it and it was like a pipe and bugs run out or something like that.
Yeah.
Y'all remember?
That might be the third one.
Maybe. Because you
I don't remember that specifically.
Haven't seen it again.
Yeah. Just the one time.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's not me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think maybe that was it then. I don't think I'm making that scene up.
I'll watch it again, like when we do our whole weekend, or not weekend, our whole, like I'll break out the box set and I'll watch everything.
Yeah. That'll be fun.
Nice.
Yeah. Later this fall.
Exciting.
Whenever Romulus comes out, I have it for that weekend.
That I'm excited for. But like that interview with Fede Alvarez, who directed Romulus.
Yeah.
And like hearing him talk with Ridley was awesome. That was so cool.
Yeah.
You could see like he was not intimidated, but he was excited to talk to him about this.
Definitely. Oh, and most of the actors in Alien are dead. Tom mm-hmm. Skerritt is still alive and he's like 90, I think.
Yeah.
Of course, Sigourney. So.
Wow. Yeah.
Veronica Cartwright is still alive, but Yaphet Kotto, John Hurt, Ian Holm, and Harry Dean Stanton, they're all dead.
Yeah. And I was thinking when the names were coming up with on the credits, I was like, oh, geez, they're almost all gone.
Yeah. But the director, Ridley Scott, is still around, but he's wary-o'd too.
Yeah. 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 So,
Sad.
Good times. Yeah. If it's available and you go, definitely go see it. Like I've seen on the timeline on Twitter where some people are talking about being excited about going to see it. Like someone mentioned seeing their dad's VHS and then the DVD and now they get to see it on the silver screen. Everybody's excited.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I might have to go out and see it.
You do.
This weekend.
It's a treat.
Yeah. Yeah. So another cool thing that I found was on a show on Peacock. Mm-hmm. It's called Action. Mm-hmm. It's about the stunt coordinators who did the stunts for Violent Night, a movie that we love. Mm-hmm. And also they're doing the stunts for Fall Guy. So we get to see, you know, how they created the for the movie we love and a movie that's coming out pretty soon. Yeah. So.
And that's Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt, right?
Yes.
He plays a stuntman and then real action happens.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Yeah. That looks great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so there's just 6 episodes and I've watched the first 2 so far.
Okay.
So yeah, it's cool.
Great.
Exciting.
Mm-hmm. Court, I saw you did something fun. There was good news and bad news for you last week in the soap world.
Not necessarily bad news yet, because like it still hasn't been confirmed by the show. So we all know that Nicholas, he's doing Monsters with Ryan Murphy. We're so excited for that to finally drop on Netflix. It's coming in the fall. Upfronts is next month this month for May. So we're finally going to see a trailer and some footages.
And what's Monsters. Nicholas's whole name again? Tell listeners
Nicholas
forget.
Alexander Chavez. Like I say it so much. NAC. NAC. Nicholas Alexander Chavez. But yeah, he's going to play, I think, Lyle Menendez.
Oh, yeah. You told us about that. Yeah.
Yes. That'll be cool. We're very and excited for him.
He is or was Spencer in General Hospital.
It has not been confirmed by General Hospital or Nicholas's people if he has completely, if, you know, contract negotiations have fallen through, because he still had a couple of months left on his contract. And what was said is that he was going to be on a leave of absence and that he would come to finish out that time. And then, you know, the plan always was said to recast the role, if, you know, they weren't able to keep him, and they're not going to be able to keep him. This guy, like we knew months into him coming on board, like this kid is, he's got something. Like he won an Emmy his first year.
Oh, wow.
He's super talented and like definitely on the rise. I can see him in the movie theater and in prime time. But yeah, we knew we wouldn't be able to keep him forever. But I would like him to come back just to close out like just some of the story that he left off on. He's presumed dead. He went overboard.
Oh, oh my God. See, I was just about to say it, all they have to do is put him in a boat accident where his face gets destroyed.
Oh, no, no,
they
no.
Give
oh,
him
God,
a face transplant, and that's how you get a new actor. I know you don't need all that.
Yeah, no, it's soaps. Like, I don't need a face transplant or anything like that. Like, you know, you'll say, hey, this person is now playing the part of Spencer Considine. And
I want a face transplant.
Okay, I'll send it up to Jane Kelly. But like, so that's the news that news air quotes that had dropped from like a lot of the online like magazines or whatever news whatever. But they're basically stating some of our sources are saying, but nobody is confirming. Like it's been, we have been watching this like hawks for months, just waiting because his name had dropped out of the credits finally, because his contract, still negotiations, his name had dropped off. And like, we were just watching and waiting to see when somebody would announce something official. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are speculating everything. I'm not down with speculating anything. You give me a black and white and let me know what's happening and have it confirmed. Mm-hmm. And it's still not confirmed for me. And once it is confirmed, I'm super excited. This dude has fans for life. We're very proud of him. He came in supporting his Black leading ladies. He had 2 leading ladies. He was always supportive of it. When Tabiana was getting like a lot of racist harassment, he called that shit out. Like in interviews that he had, he would point that shit out, and not like General Hospital itself hasn't done that, hasn't reached out and protected her in that way. And none of the other actors do it as well. Has always stood strong whenever people would try to divert him, like, oh, well, aren't you interested in this particular pairing or this person or this person? Nah, it was always Sprena. So we're proud of him and we're going to support him for life. Same thing with Tatiana, who I had a chance to see this weekend in New Brunswick. Mm-hmm. It was actually called the Ladies of General Hospital. And you'll recognize some of the faces that was there because I sent you the pictures. So Tatiana was there. I saw her and her awesome mom. Her mom is so amazing. And Finola Hughes.
Many
things. She is so, I lost my words when I was talking to her because I was so intimidated. Like she's like such class. She's amazing. Yeah. But like just being face to face with her, like, oh my God.
Yeah.
She's awesome. And Cynthia Watrose, who you guys have seen in Lost. She was in Lost. Yep. She was in Guiding Light. She was in She's Finding Carter. She's been in so many different things over the years. This woman is a total sweetheart. Mm-hmm. And like one of my favorite moments, like I'm just talking to her and not necessarily fangirling out, but just letting her know how much I admire her. Like she started on Guiding Light back in the late 90s when she came on board. So like I was just telling her how I've been following her career and different things and how much I admire her, how excited I was when she came on to General Hospital 4 years ago. And I just grabbed my hands and she's like, aww. Oh, and like, what's your name again? And like, she was just so super, super nice. And, you know, like it made me feel good. Like that she's such an amazing person.
Yeah.
Like, and again, hugged on Tabby, loved on Tabby. And Laura Wright was also there. She was also on Guiding Light for a long time. She was on Loving too. And she's been on General Hospital for the longest time. So like, that was an amazing day. They've actually been in New Jersey and in New York for the past couple of days. Cause they did, a luncheon. They had, a dinner the night before. We had the meet and greets and everything. And the Q&A session yesterday, like this club was so fucking crowded, y'all. They're just full of people ready to show love to these people, which is a beautiful time. And they had an 80s dance party today. Like, oh, I didn't go to that because I had to come back for some family stuff and for this too. But like, it was just awesome. And it's funny, people were asking Tabby because Tabby was born in the 2000s. So they're like, so Tabby, what's your favorite song from the 80s?
Oh my gosh.
But like, she had the cutest little outfit. Like, I'll have to send it to you. She had my girl's a fashionista. So exciting.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, so always ready to support these two kids. They are amazing. Yeah. Like, they have the best hearts. Like, I wish you guys could meet them at some point in time. Mm-hmm. Like they just have the best hearts and you want the best for them. Like, you want, they're like my niece and nephew. They feel like my niece and nephew, or little sister and little brother. Like, I just want to, you know, want them to have the world and be safe and be awesome.
Yeah.
So
that's awesome. That's really great.
Yeah. So that was my soap corner, but. So it was a really good weekend. It was a very good weekend.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Unrelated to soaps, no, not really, because it's also kind of soapy. Comics. So I told y'all I've been watching like X-Men 97 again. I've started to read the comics again just because my Rogue and Gambit. I love my Rogue and Gambit, and there's a new one coming out. Where they're going to be headquartered in New Orleans. And I was like, oh, I can't wait for that to come out. In the meantime, let me go read these over here. So I've bought so many comics, y'all.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
Fun times. I'll get my soap somehow, whether it be wrestling, comic books.
Right? Well, Game of Thrones is kind of a soap.
Oh, it is definitely a soap.
Yeah.
Incest and all.
Oh.
True.
One of the soaps did have incest. Cousins.
And face transplants.
Yes, true. Yeah.
Face transplant, recasting. Yeah. Yep. All of that. Yep. But, you know, watching it again, it makes me want to read the books, especially these first two seasons. Yeah. Made me want to do a reread.
It does not make me.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It's too, really? Too detailed. He goes too deep.
It makes me want to get into the details. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay. Now, I just remember finding the books. I mean, I read them all and I did, was it 3 and 4 alternating? You know,
four and five.
I did it the way that some people had talked about, like, because 4 and 5 take place at the same time approximately.
Yeah.
And so it'd be like these chapters in 4 and then this one or multiple chapters in 5 and flipping back and forth, not just 1 for 1, Of course. So I found a guide and then marked my books with post-it notes.
Yeah.
And yeah. so that was definitely better. But yeah, just I don't need that many people.
No.
And especially when they're not all going to be, they're not even all important or necessary. I didn't feel like, I mean, for him, clearly, George R. R. Martin, clearly they are important and necessary.
Yeah.
Otherwise he wouldn't have them in there. Didn't feel like it though.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, I don't think there will ever be a sixth and seventh books.
I don't either. I don't, I don't think he can finish it.
Yep. Yep. He keeps working on too many side projects.
And sometimes, honestly, sometimes that's what you have to do. Like I have something that I was writing for years and like when it came time to close it out, I couldn't finish it until I made myself like, okay, well, this is the end. Like, that's it. Like I could have gone on with it, but I had to call it and he can't call it.
Yeah.
So like he's finding other things that he finds
related. I mean, he wrote a whole Targaryen history. Volume one. He's working on volume two now.
But that's great because like when I started working on something new, I felt all this new energy. Whereas I was, like I said, I was bogged down in that other thing. I loved working on it, but like my creative juices were gone. So like, I get it. I get it. Like just let it go. We've let it go. We let it go five years ago.
Yeah. He got distracted making the show, making the series.
Yeah.
And so I think that's when the problem started.
Yeah.
And then they didn't have, the show didn't have a sixth book to go on and certainly not a seventh book. Yeah. So my understanding is they did consult with him, but they made their own decisions about how they wanted things to progress and end.
Yeah.
And then he always retorted with, mine's not going to end that way. Just forget all that and blah, blah, blah. It's like, come on, dude, just...
It's too late.
Do or don't, you know, write it or don't, but don't be all blustery with us about what is and is not going to happen. Yeah. It's never going to happen.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's more than I think. I could be wrong, but he's got too much other stuff. And isn't he a executive producer or something on House of the Dragon?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Likely.
Yeah.
And likely on the other projects that will be coming out. So,
yeah.
I'll just let it go.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, rewatching this, it reminded me watching Sons of Anarchy in that first season where all their cuts were just so clean and everybody looked so young and baby faced.
Yes.
before, like, they went through some hell. Like, later seasons, y'all went through some things, and I can tell. Like, everybody looks so young. And, like, Tyrion, like, I was like, Tyrion's hair was so blonde. I was like, oh, so they stopped dyeing your hair then.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And we didn't bother with the accent.
No.
Great.
Yeah. His hair was blonde. And I prefer him with some facial hair.
Yeah.
And, but he was clean shaven for quite a while. And,
Like, so everybody went through them some things. Like, some of them needed that facial hair and, like, that just that weathering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was like, you know, member berries, you know.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It's like, oh, yeah, Sansa, you used to be an asshole. I forgot.
And Arya used to be annoying.
Yeah. Yeah.
To her older siblings.
Oh, right. Annoying to them. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Bran climbing on those roofs. I was like, oh, yeah, that's how that happened. I forgot. Like, that's how you got
you
there.
You forgot?
I didn't forget the moment, the things we do for love.
Right.
But, like, I forgot that he was climbing on rooftops. Yeah. But, like, I still gasp that moment when Jamie pushes his ass out the window. I still gasp.
Yeah.
Even though Cersei completely telegraphed that that's what was going to happen.
Yeah. That was amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what originally got me, that hooked me on the show.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
I had not been paying 100% attention when I watched episode one. It got to that point. I'm like, let's rewatch this right now.
Yeah. Yeah. They had me from the blue-eyed whites.
Oh, yeah.
You know me. I love all things that creep. And I'm like, ooh, when are these going to pop up again? What is this about?
And then they disappear for pretty much the entire season.
Yeah. Right.
But like Kelly just said, they yanked me in with something else that had me interested. Oh, like, right. When is Joffrey going to die? I hate him.
Oh.
And look, yeah. I had to go back and double check because I forgot how long it takes Joffrey to die.
Right. Season 4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's bizarre.
I couldn't believe it was that late. I thought for some reason, I thought I was going to see it in season 2.
I just
knew.
I know. Yeah. Yeah.
And I was thinking the Red Wedding was coming up, but no, that was Blackwater. Right.
Yep, season 3.
Y'all are still hanging around longer than I thought. Oh, no. Well, not no.
No, I know. Yeah. Because we have these big moments that we remember. Right. And it's like, didn't that happen right away?
Right?
Yeah. Back when they were coming out every year with a season.
Right. Right. Yeah. So a few things I noted in season 1, episode 3, Ned and Jamie are talking, and Ned is, picking on, or, stronger than that, Jamie for killing King Aerys.
Yeah.
And at the same time, he is berating Jamie for not doing anything when Ned's brother and father were being tortured and killed by Aerys in the throne room. Mm-hmm. What a hypocrite. And it makes me sad that nobody saw really what Jamie had done. Nobody understood what he had done. He shouldn't have had to explain it.
Yeah.
And then finally we do hear an explanation from Brienne. But even before then, and I remember this from watching the first time, I didn't understand why people were picking on him for killing Aerys. Everybody wanted to kill Aerys. I mean, that's what, that wasn't what started the war, but that ended up being what it came to. Mm-hmm. And he was known as the Mad King. Why should somebody have not gone for him? Now, I understand Jaime had taken an oath, but everything else, by that time that he killed him, it shocked me that people didn't see that themselves.
Yeah. And like watching it this time around, like I love my Starks. I will love them till the end. Like I ride for that family. But it's what struck me this time is like, yes, Eddard is that man. He's a hypocrite, but he's that man of honor. And Syrio, when he was having that instruction with Arya, like towards the end of the season, and he's like, well, I'm going right. And he goes left. She's like, but why did you do that? You said you were going to do this. And he tells her like, you have to watch and pay attention. You can't just look and see with your eyes. She is a lot like, at the beginning, she's a lot like her father. He sees only what he not wants to see, but he sees only the things of honor. He's going to hold on to things of honor. Like if he had taken action like he was supposed to, and gone against Robert's words, like his family wouldn't have been in the predicament that they were. But he was so damn honorable that it hastened what was coming.
Well, and trusting everyone else to be just as honorable.
Exactly.
He sees in black and white, and
and that's not the world.
Even when they tell him, "Don't trust me," like Peter Baelish.
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't have trusted him. He looks creepy. He's handsome, but creepy.
Yeah.
He wanted your wife, dude.
We saw him on The Wire.
So another Jamie and Ned one, when they're fighting outside of Peter's brothel in episode 5, I remember noticing it, but it didn't strike home because we hadn't seen all the show yet. One of Jamie's men sticks Ned in the back, in his heel or calf, and that makes him, kneel on the ground. And then Jamie does not take the final blow to kill him. Mm-hmm. And, Jamie explains later that wouldn't have been honorable. So unlike Ned, later in Bran's vision or flashbacks, when Ned and I forget the other people there with him at the Tower of Joy, where Rhaegar and Lyanna were, was, Rhaegar had taken her there. And he kills that amazing knight, I've forgotten his name too right now. And we had always heard that, like, his kids all knew the story that his dad, their dad killed that knight who was fighting for the Targaryens. And then we see how it really happened. One of Ned's men clipped that knight in the heel or calf. It made him crumble. And then Ned killed him.
Okay. Interesting.
And he let people give him, you know, the like honor of, yay, he killed him in this amazing battle. He was so brave and he outplayed that knight. And
so he should know. He should know things are not always as they seem. He definitely should know that, but he doesn't live like that.
No.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, too much time in the North.
Yeah. He definitely could not play the Game of Thrones, didn't want to. No. So he was destined to die.
Yeah. Yeah. And like the irony, his children land on both thrones.
Yeah.
Right. That's right. Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And the ones none who of lived, them wanted it. You know? Yeah.
Right. But some of them were much smarter than two others.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Zigzag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And don't break your fucking oath to a Frey. Yeah. Walder Frey.
Yeah. Like, listen to your mother.
Yes. Jeez.
Yeah.
I don't care if you are in love. It's a Game of Thrones. Stop it.
Yep.
You'll have to keep her as a side piece. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, generations of his family were killed.
I blame her, too. Because when she came into his, this was still season two, wasn't it? Or was it three?
No, that might be three.
Okay. Okay. Then we can wait to begin. It's just.
What? When we met her?
When Talisa comes into his tent after they had already talked about, and she even
pointed
out.
That's season two. Yeah. The end of season. Yeah. Because they were married by the end of this season.
Okay. Great. Yeah. So, because I'm in the middle of season five right now. So,
yeah,
I took notes, but not on everything. Yeah. So, yeah, she had pointed out to him before that he can't break his oath to Walder Frey. But then he, you know, said, I know, blah, blah. And then she goes into his tent one night, unbidden. He didn't say, thanks for coming. She didn't say, you wanted to see me. Nothing.
Right.
So she went and seduced him away from his oath. Now he could have said no. So, but it's both of their fault.
He said, I'm just going to have to keep you as a side piece and still marry this Frey girl.
Yeah. Yeah. And unfortunately, this is the way of plots. Yeah. Like we wouldn't, you know, have what comes next if he had married the Frey girl.
That's right.
Right. Yeah.
Or maybe we would have because Walder Frey was a dick.
Yeah. It was terrible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is terrible for where we are right now. It was terrible since we already know what's coming.
I was going to say, because like the payoffs that come from that unfortunate, very sad ending.
Speaking of that. Yes. Oh, nope. Sorry.
We're not there yet.
No. Nope. Not in season three. I was looking at my notes. I'm like, nope, that says season three, episode 10.
Yeah.
A foreshadowing. Yeah.
But did he redeem himself in The Strain? Being a vampire hunter?
Oh, hell yeah.
But that was not Walder.
It was not. It was maybe the reincarnation.
No.
No.
Okay. No, definitely not.
Okay. No.
Satrakian would be ashamed of that man.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's nothing Walder can do to redeem himself. No. He was Craster without getting rid of all the sun, without sacrificing all the sons, but otherwise, I mean, he just kept them around to do his bidding and do all the work for him. Mm-hmm. And then otherwise he kept fucking and marrying his own granddaughters and grandnieces and great granddaughters and great grandnieces. And after, because he'd already gone through his daughters.
Yeah. Too bad somebody didn't take him out sooner.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So let's talk about my very conflicted relationship with Jamie fucking Lannister. He's so pretty. He's so pretty.
Well, there you go. Well, that explains everything right
it, it
there.
It doesn't,
right?
though. It doesn't. It doesn't. Because, like, you have to hate him. You got to hate him because he pushed a kid out of the window. And he's fucking his twin sister. Ooh, that's close. But, like, also, he loves the fuck out of his little brother. Like, that's, like, the only person that really loves on Tyrion. And Tyrion is just as loyal to him.
Yeah.
So, like, Kelly, you talked about it a little bit earlier. It's not black and white with Jaime. Jaime is so complicated as a character, and that's one of the reasons why I think I couldn't hate him. Yeah. I hate what he did, but we see him go on to redeem himself. He loses, like, he pays for his crimes.
Yeah. Definitely.
Starting with his hand.
Right. He stays complicated, though, because, I mean, we know how his story ends.
I hate how his story ends.
Oh, me too. But he does say in another episode that he wants to die in the arms of the woman he loves. Mm-hmm. And he does end up doing that. So he good does. For him.
Yes. Unfortunately.
But, yeah, I agree. I'm a fan of the character.
Yeah.
Because of what we know about it. And we know he cares about people in general. Yeah. Otherwise, he wouldn't have killed Aerys. Well, he didn't want to die either. Would have killed all of them.
Yeah.
But I believe him when he, in I forget what episode and which season. It was later because Qyburn asked him, like, how many men have, or how many people, men, whatever, you have you saved? And Qyburn expected the number to be 0 or 1.
Yeah.
And he said 500,000. Half a million, the population of King's Landing.
Right.
And it's true. That one single act broke his oath, but saved an entire city.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Definitely complicated.
Mm-hmm.
So in the last episode of season 2, when Daenerys is in the House of the Undying to get her dragons back, and she has those, they're not visions because she actually goes into them and feels them physically. So first in the ruins of the throne room, Iron Throne room, and then into the yurt with Drogo and their dead child. Is that snow falling or ash falling? Or do we know? I remember that being contentious back when it came out.
Yeah, I think we thought it was snow, but then, and then in the final season, saw it's ash.
Yes.
Right. So yeah, I just, and maybe then they had it mean one thing, and because maybe they weren't quite sure yet how they were going to end it, because they were still hoping the sixth book would come out.
Yeah.
But it totally could be snow predicting the White Walkers, like, winning.
Mm-hmm.
But totally could have been Ash predicting what she would do to King's Landing when she takes over.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when they were ringing the bells in King's Landing for Robert's death, you know, I was thinking of, you know, the bells again in the final season. So, and all of that. Actually, after they introduced Brienne and all of that, and they, and she and Jaime started on their road trip, you know, I wanted to skip to the end to Knights of the Seven of the Seven Kingdoms. I love that episode, and you know, and all of that.
True. And with her, when he saves her from being gang raped after Locke and his men had captured the two of them, he didn't have to do that.
No.
So he genuinely wanted to help her because he respected her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he upholds some of his vows as a knight. Yes. Yeah.
He overplayed his hand in that scene. Talking about my father this, my father that. And I definitely loved how Locke called him out on that. You know, every time you're, whatever he said, every time you're in a tight spot, you know, you say my father this, my father that. And it's true that that always bugged me, like, about all three of the kids.
Yeah.
You know, less so Cersei, though, because she had her own power.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But once Tywin arrived at King's Landing, yeah.
Yeah, I can't
my
wait to
father,
get to
my
season
father.
four. But I did, you know, some of my favorite scenes are in season two with Tywin and Arya with their conversations.
Oh my gosh, yes.
So.
And meeting Jaqen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
Mm-hmm.
Love that. Ooh, another, it's not foreshadowing, but in episode six of season one, Tyrion is like on trial in the Vale.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he, quote, confesses like he does in season four,
right?
Right? Confesses for things totally unrelated and whatever. And he mentions taking a jackass and a honeycomb into a brothel. That's the last thing he says in the series finale. He starts to tell a joke, and I think he may bring it up again between now and then, but he started to tell a joke in the final episode, says a man brings a jackass and a honeycomb into a brothel. So we never get to hear the joke, but
nice.
It's referenced at least twice.
Okay.
Yeah. So I thought that was cool how they
yeah.
came back to that.
Yeah.
Jackass and a honeycomb. I can't even imagine.
They couldn't either, so they didn't finish it.
Right. Right. very true.
Yeah. It's like, where do we go with it? Cut.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was good.
So y'all know Khal Drogo is one of my favorites. Thankfully, it departs from the book in that they change her age. So like, and I didn't read the books before this show started. Like, we got the first season and then I read the books. So like, that problematic relationship that they had, it's problematic for other reasons, but like not the age thing. So I was free to enjoy them together, especially as she took control and steered that relationship throughout. Like, he fell in love with her. But one of my favorite moments is, of course, the crowning of her brother.
Oh, yes.
Sorely deserved it, because he made me uncomfortable. Jaime and Cersei, no, that's their shit was consensual.
Yeah.
And it is what it is.
Yeah.
The thing with her brother grossed me out. Like, she was so uncomfortable with it, and they never really said, like, I can't remember the books if he went there with her, but like the touching and he did. Yeah, so his crowning is one of my favorite moments from season one.
Yeah,
same.
Okay. And also, like, the birth of the dragons, like, I watched that again for the first time in forever, and I was like, this is epic. Like, this is one of my favorite moments. And then I again understood why Emilia made it, you know, important in her contract to say, you will not have me naked again. It will be a body double in the future.
But she is naked one more time in a late season.
But
and I remember her commenting on it. Yeah, that was her choice.
Yes.
And she thought it would be powerful for whatever that scene was. I'm forgetting right now.
Me too. But like, even like with the nakedness is for a reason. It's not gratuitous. Like,
with
her clothes burned. Yes.
Right.
And even in this scene, because like, we've all seen things like women are treated under the male gaze, but like, there was a reason for that, for this particular scene. She had just said goodbye to her call, and she had, you know, she had sent him to the afterlife to be with her.
She
son
was going to go with him.
And
but
she was, well, she
no,
would've
she
gone
knew
with
she
them.
Wasn't. She knew she wasn't going to die in that. Absolutely.
She used fire. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
She knew she was not going to die. And because when at least this one reason, because when Jorah was pleading with her not to go into the fire, not to do this.
Yeah.
You can't bring him back, you know, and he may have even said something about you can't go with him. I don't remember that. But she looks at him quizzically and compassionately and says, is that what you're worried about? That she would die. He was worried she would die. She knew she wouldn't because and we had already seen in season one, I think it was episode one, where she goes into the hot bath Mm-hmm. Now, that didn't mean anything to me the first time. It, not what it was supposed to mean. It meant to me that, oh, it was super hot, but she hates her brother and her situation so much. She's like putting herself through pain.
Yeah.
And then grabbing the super hot eggs that didn't leave a mark on her hand from the fire, didn't leave a mark on her hand. And whichever one of her handmaids took them from her, barely touched them. And she was very burnt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. She knew she was not going to die.
Okay.
Yeah. And like, and then there was a conversation had of what it would take to hatch those dragons.
Yep.
So, and we get those epic moments when the dragons are born. The first dragons since the time of dragons that we've now been witness to.
Yep.
So over 300 years previous. Yep. Yes.
Yeah. Yep. So like, that's my, one of my other favorite moments.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And is it bad that another favorite moment is Arya having to witness her father's death? Like, it breaks my heart. It breaks my heart, but it's an awesome, powerful moment.
Yeah, like, I read the book and I was moved by that moment, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh my God. One of my favorite moments, though, absolute favorite, is, oh, sorry. Oh my God, Sam, messing up my notes again. Never mind.
Tune in next week.
Was going to happen. I knew this was going to happen.
Yeah, that's why I made myself stop it.
I just can't. I figure I need to do it when I can.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because one day I may have, or for a bunch of days, I may have too much schoolwork, or I may have a migraine or whatever. So while I had time.
Yeah.
And I didn't. I have a project still due tomorrow, Monday, but my software isn't working. It worked earlier in the week and now it's not working. And I've gotten some help and for like half an hour and she couldn't help me resolve it.
Yeah.
I put in a ticket to get support. They haven't gotten back to me. Oh. So I'm supposed to meet with that woman again tomorrow morning. So virtually.
Yeah.
So like, well, don't have schoolwork right now. So let's watch more Thrones.
Okay.
But it was fun to go back and do this. I don't remember the last time I rewatched.
Yeah. I don't know that I have since.
I have since. Five years ago. I have. Mm-hmm. It's been a few years for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, didn't we, what did we watch something a couple of years ago, didn't we? Like, I feel like it was it not a
couple
rewatch?
Episodes.
Okay, we did a couple episodes. Okay.
I don't remember.
Maybe we picked our favorite episodes or something like that and rewatched those.
Yeah.
But maybe it, because it's been a while for me too, because I felt like I was watching it with fresh eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just, again, thrown by how young and fresh everybody looked.
Mm-hmm.
I did not fast forward through anything in episode. I had seasons 1 and 2.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Me either.
Season 3 is the torture season.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I fast forward through all of that.
Yes.
So we'll get to that next week. Yeah.
Damn Theon.
Yeah.
For his loyalty. Yeah. It should be a disloyal ass.
He didn't deserve what he gets, though.
Oh, no.
Nobody
what he gets
deserves
is
that.
Way more. Yes. And like, that's beyond the torture. Like, it went on until he sees Sansa again.
Yeah.
Because he didn't really kill the kids. He just said he did. No, he killed those other kids.
He did.
We're jumping ahead.
No, he killed the farm boys in season 2.
Okay.
Oh, that was season 2. Okay, that's right.
See, everything seeps together.
I know. That's right. Yeah.
And so, I mean, he deserved to be punished for doing that, but nobody should be tortured like he was. Nobody. I wouldn't want that for anyone.
Joffrey?
No.
No, not Joffrey.
And
either.
I'm thinking of in real life as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The worst serial killer or
child molester?
I just can't wish that upon anyone.
I can. Like, there's a person who just raped a 13-month-old baby. So fuck them. Yes. That was in the news a couple of weeks ago. So fuck him.
Yeah.
That's horrifying.
So. Yeah. Yeah, but I don't believe in like the electric chair or, you know, but like that kind of stuff. Yeah. It makes me rethink and the Theon reek treatment.
Right. So. Some gentle flaying of the most horrible people in the world.
Yeah.
So we can discuss this next time too, but Joffrey versus Ramsay.
Oh God. Ramsay is so We'll discuss it next time.
Yeah.
But I will say that I did not, well, we haven't gotten to the Ramsay seasons yet. Because I started season one already thinking, well, how long am I stuck with you again? And Jack Gleason is awesome. He is awesome as an actor. Yeah. He did such a great job of making me hate Joffrey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ramsay is, he is season three, right? So he's 3, 4, 5. Okay. Battle of the Bastards is episode 9 of season 5.
Okay. Yeah. So, thank you for letting me know how long I'll be wishing his death.
Yeah. But I think that it's not till episode 10, I don't remember, where Sansa exacts her revenge on Ramsay.
Okay.
It was either the very end of episode 9 or beginning of episode 10 of season 5.
Yeah.
I'm not quite there yet. So almost.
Okay. My poor went through it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So sad.
All of them.
I mean, and when we find out the truth, when we're at the veil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Later, when Peter gets to the veil of what really started it all and who.
Mm-hmm.
Coming next week on May of Thrones.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
And I may even start back in the books. So we'll see.
Good for you. You enjoy.
All right.
You can tell us what some big differences are.
It's like, well, actually.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. So we'll keep watching, reading, whatever. Until next week. So until then, everybody, geek on.